Blog Talk Radio.
This is Kathy Holloway Hill, and you are listening to the Living by Design show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I am so excited to be spending actually what will be the final year, the final show in our 2013 season. And we are going to end the show with a bang. I am very, very, very excited about the guests we have coming up here shortly. And I'm also very excited about this topic because it's a very, very important topic. Before we get to our topic and our guest for the evening, I have to let you guys know, as if you don't already know, that Living by Design will be coming to your local television station, WHMB, out of Indianapolis, Indiana. So if you are in the Indiana area, all over the state of Indiana, you will be seeing the Living by Design show on TV. And for those of you who are not in the area, you'll be able to see all of our episodes on the Living by Design website. As a matter of fact, you can visit our website now at livingbydesignforyou.com. That's Living by Design for the number 4 and the letter U for you.com. So check us out and you'll get a chance to see a sneak peek of our first upcoming episode on January the 12th. So check that out. I'm very excited. And if you have a compelling life story, we may have you on as a guest. And also, if you have a question that you would like to be read over the air and given advice by yours truly, then also check out our contact page and you'll be able to do that as well. So we're very, very, very excited about that. And we want to be able to share that information with you. So please join us for the first show on Sunday, January the 12th, 6 p.m. on WHMB. Now, our topic for the evening is a very important topic because it's about positive thinking. And we have a very powerful guest by the name of Suzanne Glover. And Suzanne is going to come on the line here shortly and tell us a little bit about herself and her effective positive thinking program that she created. And I have been seeing and reading and hearing rave reviews about this program, and I'm so excited and very thrilled to bring my guest on the line for the evening, Miss Suzanne Glover. Suzanne, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you, Kathy. How are you?
I am terrific as well. Thank you for joining us today. I am really excited that you are going to be closing out our year on a bang because everyone is starting their New Year resolutions or thinking about goal setting or what they want to accomplish for 2014. So this is right on time.
Absolutely. We're all geared to making changes happen for the new year, so the time is right, Kathy. Thank you very much.
Yes, absolutely. So, Suzanne, let's just kind of kick it off by just talking a little bit about what is your effective positive thinking e-program. Just talk to us a little bit about that, and then we'll go a little bit deeper into some of the other questions.
Oh, okay. Well, first, let me tell you a little bit about my background, which leads you into why I created the program. At a young age, and I'm sure you're going to be able to relate to this, Kathy. At a young age, I did what everybody told me to do, which I think all of us do. And I was told I should be a model, so I became a model. And but what happened was I may have looked like a model, but I had no confidence to be in that world. It was a very, very, very tough world. So I had to, my lesson to survive in that world with no confidence was I had to learn to care for myself emotionally at a very young age. So what I did was I had to learn to respect myself because it was a tough industry. I had to learn to be kind to myself because it was a tough industry. And I had to learn to love myself because no one out there was going to care about me in that particular industry. And that's where it began. Now, fast forward to where I'm a seasoned actress, I have my own coaching studio, and I'm teaching others to survive in that kind of a world. So what did I do? I helped them feel good about themselves. I helped them feel strong about who they are and what they have to offer. And I'm not talking about just in modeling or acting. I'm talking about what they had to offer in life. In life, because in other words, the challenges in my life were my best gift. Because if it hadn't been for them, and this is a lesson for all of us, if it hadn't been for these challenges, I would never have learned that change is possible and that you can move past your self-doubts. Okay, then I became a hypnotherapist, and what happened there, and this is where the E-program came in, I noticed that many of you typically choose only one tool. For example, maybe you'll choose, when you're thinking positive thinking, oh, I'm going to do some affirmations this month. Oh, you know, I'm going to try some hypnosis for a while. Oh, I'm going to try that. And what happens is you get a little bit of success with that. We all do. But there's something missing. And what I found when I was working with people, I started experimenting with combining several techniques like hypnosis combined with the acting and combining it with brainwave meditations and combining it with subliminal meditations and just using the synchronicity of all those techniques. That's how I came up with the Effective Positive Thinking Program. It's sort of a 1-2 punch. You try to find your limiting beliefs, and you do, but then you do something about them, and you use technologies, and you use hypnosis, and you use acting, and it's very simple, plotted out, easy to do, and it's just, that's what that's about.
Awesome, awesome. Well, that's a very powerful story, and it definitely, definitely makes a lot of sense, and it's something that a lot of people can relate to. I also tried the world of modeling, and, you know, just like you, it's very difficult to do with low self-esteem. So, yeah, we can also all relate to having someone tell us what to do with our lives.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when we decide to allow someone else to design our lives for us, which is exactly why I'm taking Living by Design to television, is because we focus on that one question, who designed your life or who owns your identity? So, everything you're saying is totally aligns very well with the show. So let's just talk a little bit more about the program that you created. What do you believe, what is that missing something that causes us to keep re-experiencing those unfulfilling past behaviors over and over and over?
Okay, that's a very good question, Kathy. And by the way, congratulations on your television show coming up. I'm very
Thank
excited
you.
About that for you. That's just really terrific.
I am too. Thank you. Yes, yes.
Okay, Well, let's look at what first, yes, sound familiar? I'm so frustrated. I'm lost. I'm overwhelmed. I keep going down that same path, and yet I'm ending up in the same place. But you don't
Right.
know what to do because you have to learn. It's important to learn techniques and tools, but you also, it's very important to give yourself permission. That's the first thing. First thing.
Exactly.
That stops those past behaviors is giving yourself permission to recognize that those are past behaviors, and those past behaviors do not make your future. And I'm going to say that again. What's in the past does not create your future once you stop and say, I give myself permission to change. So sound familiar? I'm so frustrated. I'm going to give you an example here. Let's talk about Bev in Los Angeles. Early 30s, office manager, had a hard time making it through her day. She was driving herself into exhaustion. Absolutely no energy, and I think all of us can relate to being so tired we just collapse and we're just banging our heads against the wall, always.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
mm-hmm.
asking herself, where did I go wrong? I've tried positive thinking. I've tried all this stuff. Well, Her problem was that she was still holding on to her past. Now, when she was starting to work with some of the tools in the program, she understood that her past did not create her future. She realized that she had been accidentally programmed. And what is accidental? The program talks about being accidentally programmed. What is that? That is everything we have absorbed throughout our lives, we've been accidentally absorbing. You know, if your mother tells you, shame on you, wow, you know, you're going to record that in your mind. So how do you get rid of that? That,
yes.
The first step is to say, stop, I'm going to change that. And that's what she did. So she stopped, she realized that she had accidental program, and that stopped her from believing she could have a better life. Now she understood that she could move forward because she started working with some of the, you know, the program things. And when she learned to release her beliefs from her past that were playing havoc in her future, now she had a new attitude. She had a new attitude, and she gave herself permission to change, and she had effective tools to do it. And what happened for Bev, was that she got back into work and got a promotion. And it was because her attitude changed. She stopped looking at her past and holding on to it and lugging it behind her. And she said, stop. I'm going to give myself permission to change. I'm going to use tools to help me change that are effective. And I'm going to go into the new direction. And she understood that she could do that.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. And that totally makes perfect sense because I hear that all the time from so many people who they just hold on to the past like they totally live their lives in the past.
Absolutely.
Every decision they make, every action they take, every step they take, it's all about from what has happened in the past. And, you know, which kind of brings me to my next question because the fear of failure because of something that had happened in your past, maybe you tried it before and it didn't work out, or maybe you have been in a relationship before that didn't work out, or whatever your goal is, the fear of failure can be paralyzing.
Absolutely.
And I hear it all the time. I just, you know, I don't know how to deal with this fear. You know, I want to do this, I want to do that, but I'm so afraid. So how can we move beyond that fear that paralyzes so many people?
Okay, that's a great question. Thank you. First, you want to discover how to recognize the mental roadblocks that you've created that make you feel out of control and disappointed in yourself. Secondly, you want to realize that stress, depression, and fear, I'm going to say that one more time, and fear, come from your habitual pattern of negative thinking, which, by the way, becomes a physical addiction. Our bodies actually get physically addicted to our mental brain patterns. So it puts out a chemical, our bodies start craving it, it makes us continue the pattern. So how do you move beyond it? I'm going to tell you another quick story here. I love stories because
okay.
They're so easy to relate to.
And
Gloria
powerful.
Gloria from Chicago, high school dropout, waitress on the South Side. At 22, she decided that she was going to move past that fear of failure, and she was going to go back to night school and get her diploma. Well, what do you think happened? She started having anxiety attacks, fear of failure,
oh my goodness,
and depression. Why is this? Because she started making – we're all afraid of, wow, wait, if I take that forward step, what's going to happen? I'm going to fail.
Right, right.
Because we're programmed physically, you know. And by the way – if you start working with yourself in a manner for about 30 days, you can start breaking that addiction. If you start using some tools and start thinking a different way and start reprogramming yourself, I've done this.
And I'm glad you said that, Suzanne. So you're saying about 30 days if you consistently stick with, okay.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. If you change your food habit, your taste buds change within 30 days, your body will start getting addicted on a mental level to a new way of thinking. So there is hope. So let me go back to Gloria here. What she was doing, she said she kept asking herself. Her problem was that she feared she wouldn't measure up, and she kept asking herself internally, subconsciously, what if I fail? What if I fail? What if I fail? What am I going to do? Okay, finally, now she got – you know, she already dropped out of school once. She confided in her sister that she was going to drop out again. But you know what? Bless her sister. Her sister gave her a copy of the program and she started working with it, which was really a cool thing for Gloria. She realized that her self-talk, and you know, all Gloria did really was gave herself permission to change, and she started giving herself some tools and some insight as to, wow, what's happening in my life. And what she realized was that she, her self-talk had been tormenting her, and she was addicted to it. She couldn't stop. She couldn't stop the record in her head. And she realized that she was talking herself into failure and didn't know it. So what she did was, one of the techniques I use that helps you break this is a 10-step method where you just use physical things like breathing, tapping, hypnosis, acting. I like to combine things. And when she started using this is so cool. She was not very confident. I really liked her, but she wasn't very confident. But what she did was she started using this combination of tools, and it just gave her that little boost of, oh, you know what, I can do this. And she hung on to one affirmation, which is a positive phrase that you repeat to yourself.
Right.
And her affirmation was, I'm calm, cool, and confident in everything I do. And every time she started having anxiety attacks, and this was an affirmation that she came up with herself. And when she started using that in every situation, she's like, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Started turning around, and she made it through that 30-day period. So the fear of failure can be paralyzing, but how you move through it is just say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to take every little baby step, and I'm going to give myself 30 days, and I'm just going to keep going and help my body overcome the addiction to the negative thinking that I've got going right now, and I'm going to give myself some support and help to do that.
And I absolutely love that answer, and I totally agree with everything you said, and just even want to add on to just the tail end of that, if you don't mind, just when you continue to say those positive statements over and over and over, even though you might feel a little tension or a little anxiety because it's kind of like, well, I am afraid, but I'm telling myself I'm not afraid. It's okay. Just push through that. If you just continue to tell yourself that over and over and over and push through that anxiety that you may feel, and eventually it will go away. And I'm glad you said 30 days because, you know, that really does help people to know that it's really not that long of a period of time to make that change, make that shift.
Now we don't change overnight, but we do change in increments.
We
do change in increments. I just wanted to inject that.
It's baby steps. It's baby steps because you're moving yourself out of your comfort zone. We're creatures of habit.
Absolutely. And may I add one more thing here, too? It's
sure.
about letting go and letting go and moving and giving yourself permission to move into that new space. And you've got it right there, your comfort zone. Stretching
it. That's
right. But it's a good thing to stretch your comfort zone. It's a good thing.
It sure is.
It's a good thing because it moves you into a new place. And what happens, and I'm sorry if you were going to say something, but I don't mean to interrupt. But
no, go ahead.
Okay, if you just give yourself this understanding that, okay, I am giving myself permission to change. I'm using a lot of different tools to help myself that are all in a methodical process. That's what is the best approach. Then what you can do is say, okay, today I did this. Tomorrow I did that. And, you know, every day that I do this and I do that, I am physically changing the emotional chemical that's coming out of my brain that's going down the chute into my bloodstream. And every day my body's going to say, hey, you know what? We got this new chemical. We got to get ready for it. We got to make new receptors. We got to do. And so they start changing over, and it's like moving out the bad stuff and bringing in the new stuff, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes beyond just positive thinking, you see?
Yeah. And you actually said something that I want to ask you, if you don't mind, to just expand on a little bit. You said, you know, we've got to learn to let go. And I've heard that term letting go from so many different life coaches and life strategists and motivational speakers and trainers and everyone who teaches about life skill and lifelong learning. We hear letting go a lot. So What do you think is at the base? I know that the term, of course, letting go seems to be at the base of all positive change, but what do you think that really means, Suzanne? What does letting go truly mean to you?
Letting go, thank you for that's a great question. Thank you. Letting go means that once you realize it's your attitude and that you can shift your attitude, you also recognize a whole new dimension of potential for your life, a new perspective. So it's easy to move into the next thing because you're moving towards something. So it's easy to let the other go. It's more about, everyone says, yeah, you got to let go. Well, we hold on because we don't know where we're going. So when you know that you're going into a whole new perspective, it moves you beyond what you and you start moving beyond what you already think is possible. You become aware of the power of really being alive. So it's easy to let go of the fears and lies that hold you back. Let's take Dave, for example. And this, I have to say, this is my absolutely Cinderella story. I love this story. Dave is in his 50s. Well, he was just a few years ago. But he relied on his body to make a living in as a lumberjack in Eureka, California. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't believe he could do anything else because he didn't think he was smart enough. Okay? That's a lie. Well, guess what happened? He got hurt. Couldn't work. And for whatever reason, I think all of you can relate to losing a job for whatever reason, you can't work. What happens? You lose hope. He lost his home. He lost his family. But most importantly, Dave lost hope because he could not see any other potential for his life. You see, here we're talking about potential again. You can't let go of what you have until you can see something new.
Right.
So, yes, his mind was locked in fear. He could not stop saying to himself, I'm not going to survive this, which, sadly, this led him back to drinking. He was in a borrowed house. Clock was ticking for him to get out. It was amazing. But one day, he actually, somebody had given him a copy of the program like a year earlier, and, you know, he didn't think he needed it at the time. You know, that kind of story. Well, now he said, I'm going to apply. I'm giving myself permission to change, and I'm going to take a risk and see if this is going to help me. Wow.
Right.
Yeah. What happened? This is so amazing. See, this what happened with Dave is this. His subconscious was locked in the fear and the lie that he wasn't smart enough to do anything else. That's one thing, right? Now, you have to, it's important to go at a varied, to make it come from different approaches. For example, he thought he wasn't smart enough, but you know what else was happening? He had actually became a client, so I knew this. He had very, very negative beliefs about having money and people who had money. He thought people who had money were greedy, powerful people were bad. He had a real lot of bad, typical negative beliefs about having money. So what did he do? One of the tools that I believe is very important is to use subliminal affirmations. And what is that? It's an affirmation that you can't hear with your ear, your human ear. But it goes directly.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It goes directly into your mind.
Right, right.
Yes. And it's at a frequency that's higher than... It's been proven that you hear it, but you can't hear it. Your mind hears it. So he actually, what he did, I'll make this real short now. His mind was locked in fear, but you know what he did? He started applying the principles, and he listened to the subliminal audio about releasing the money beliefs, because there's a particular audio in there about common money beliefs that a lot of people have, they don't know. About getting money, because you can do the money affirmations all you want, but if you've got this negative belief about money, you're not going to get it. So
exactly.
He started listening to the subliminal affirmations, started working with the program, started realizing that his mind was locked in fears, and he realized that, you know what, he was smart enough. That was a big lie for him, and he had the ability, because he had the forefront thinking of, okay, I see that I am smart enough. It was easy for him to let go of, I'm not smart enough. You know what happened for him? He got a supervising job in one of the most prestigious clubs in America where former presidents go. He was surrounded by very, very powerful people. And making, I just talked to him a couple of weeks ago. He's an amazing money magnet now because he changed his energy. He changed that belief. Oh, and you know what? This is the one thing I wanted to tell you. After about a week of listening to that subliminal affirmation that he didn't know what was on that tape, he said one of them verbatim to me. I looked at him.
Wow.
I said, are you serious, Dave? He says, oh, yeah, I truly believe that. I said, are you? That was on the tape.
Well, and you know, Suzanne, and I just want to add this for everyone who's listening, because I have listeners all over the globe, and I want you guys to really understand the magnitude and the power of what Suzanne is talking about, because most of our, well, I'm going to say this, over 90% of our behavior is in our subconscious.
Oh, absolutely.
So when you learn how to reprogram and restructure what's in your subconscious, your life totally will be transformed.
Yep.
So the subliminal affirmations and the subliminal suggestions that Suzanne is talking about, I know you may not understand what all of this means, but we're getting ready to give you more information about her program and how you can get in contact with her and even read some of the information on her website about this process, because it's very, very powerful. When you can get into your subconscious mind, your life will change. I promise you, it works. I've been there, done it.
It did. And with Dave, his belief was, I'm going to be a very bad person because people with power are wicked and people with money are wicked. And the affirmation was, I'm still a good person when I have money and it helps my family around me. I mean, it was like, wow. He did not believe that before he listened to that, before his mind heard it. And it only took about a week. That was what surprised me.
Yeah, well, and you're right. I think some, depending on the person, depending on, wouldn't you say, Suzanne, that it depends on how severe your belief is and how long it's been there? Because if it's been there 40 years, you're right. If it's not been there very long, then you're right. You can change it and rearrange it a little quicker than if it's been there 40 years.
But the thing about these subliminal audios, what's cool about it is you're not discrediting it. So even if it has been there, because Dave's in his 50s and he's had a pretty hard life, I was amazed at how fast it worked for him, given that he had held on to it for like 40 years plus. You know,
I'm just going to throw this out there for you skeptics, because I know what you're thinking. I know you're probably thinking, oh, it's just fancy hypnosis. No, I have a master's in psychology, and I know the difference in hypnosis and subliminal subconscious programming, and it's totally, totally different. There are a few similarities. There are a few similarities, but you can't just jump straight to a negative mindset. Again, that's your subconscious talking because you're in your comfort zone, and that's what you believe because that's what you've always believed, and that's what you've been told. But I have done subliminal affirmations, and I know how powerful it can be. So
Do you know why? You know, I'm sure
absolutely.
You know why, but may I tell your listeners real fast?
Absolutely. Please do.
It's powerful because your conscious mind has been accidentally programmed your entire life to believe one certain thing, i.e., people are with money are bad. That's what you believe on a conscious level. So your subconscious hears it too.
Or that you're going to fail, or you won't get a goal accomplished, or whatever your negative topic
whatever
belief
it
is.
But when when you slip these things in and you don't see them, you don't hear them, but they're there because technology, you can see things, your eyes see things at so quick that it's there in a millisecond. Your mind has registered it just like a computer, only you didn't see it. And that is putting a very powerful message. For example, in the 50s, this is a story, I don't know if it's true or not, but this is what I've heard, and I believe it because I know subliminal affirmations are very powerful. During an intermission in a movie, they said, go buy Coke, and it was a flash. Nobody knew they saw it, and Coke sales went up. I mean, skyrocketed.
Wow.
Because they
wow.
put, and it's very actually interesting what's in advertising, don't get me on that, but they use this in advertising a lot, and it makes people buy things.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do. You know, Suzanne, we are coming up on our last 60 seconds, if you can believe that, and we're definitely going to have you back at the beginning of the year Because that's when everyone's going to be trying to create their affirmations and their new resolutions and goals and objectives for the new year. So we've got to have you back. But before we end the show, please give our listeners your website and information where they can access your program and read some of your articles and information on your website.
EffectivePositiveThinking.com. Homepage, you can take a Are You Thinking Negative quiz. There's a big ad graphic on the right-hand side of the homepage. Find out if you're taking, if you're thinking negative. Homepage, EffectivePositiveThinking.com. The Effective Positive Thinking program, there's a banner right there next to that. You can go there and find out more about the program. And the site has hundreds of articles, which I've all written myself, about subliminal work, positive thinking, and moving past just thinking about it, which we should talk about next time.
Absolutely. We have a ton of things to talk about next time. And I just want to also say the website, Suzanne, it's effective-positive-thinking.com. So make sure you put those dashes in between effective and positive. So effective-positive-thinking.com.
Thank you for that, Kathy. I do have a redirect from effective-positive-thinking.com. Either one gets you there.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Suzanne, thank you so much. I had such a wonderful time just learning from you and having you speak to the listeners, and I so appreciate you. And we definitely will have you back on in the new year, 2014. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year to you, my dear.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you very much for helping me or having me on and having me help your audience.
Absolutely, and I'm sure they are so appreciative of you. We're going to say goodnight for now. We're out of time. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and I will be back in 2014 to your local network in the Indiana area, as well as check out all of our episodes on Living by Design for You. That's the number 4 and the letter U.com. Good evening, everyone.